Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Saudi Arabia, come on. Get your tickets now. Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Tim Dillon live in the capital. Is it the capital? Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, October 8th. October 8th. The day after, October 7th. Just funny how it all works. Not something that I had planned, by the way. It's just something that happened. I will be in Riyadh at the Riyadh Comedy Festival at the Bakr al-Shedi Theater. Come see me at the Bakr al-Shedi. And apologies if I am not pronouncing that correctly. I don't know. I imagine I'll be doing more in the Middle East. I imagine we all will, actually. We'll be doing a lot in the Middle East. And there are people, and I'm doing Abu Dhabi the night before. We don't have that information yet, but come on out. Come on out for a night of laughter in Abu Dhabi. Am I doing Abu Dhabi? I think October 6th. I think we're chilling on the 7th. I don't think we're doing anything on the 7th. Because my agents are very worried. But I think, this is exciting. I think it's very exciting that we're all going to Riyadh. And I know that people are very upset about it. They're angry that comedians are going to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They're very angry. They don't believe in anything. These people. Get over it. Get over it. We're going to Riyadh. The House of Saud is paying us hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of us millions, not me. But they're paying millions of dollars to comedians. Get over it. We're taking the money. How about that? How about that? Sorry. Oh, you weren't invited? Oh, you got nothing going on? Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo for you. I would never do it. You weren't offered. No one invited you. There's people that I respect that turned it down, but a lot of people are doing it, like a lot, like almost everyone. A lot of people are doing it. They bought comedy. So what? Listen. What's your problem? Well, they have slaves, then they kill every... Hey, 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 hey. Get over it. Get over it. So what? So what they have slaves? So what? My friend, somebody I don't even know. I bumped into them in Tribeca. And he goes, I would never do that because I don't want to interact with slaves. I'm like, well... Why not? They'd be deferential, right? I mean, I imagine the slaves in those countries are good at what they do. Well, I wouldn't want to interact. Everyone you meet there is a slave. That's what they said. Everyone that works at all the hotels, they take their passports. They're not allowed to leave. They're slaves. Hey. Is the hotel nice? Is it nice or not? Is it nice or not? I'm not here to be a spoil sport. look up spoil sport, and I'm going to tell everyone what it is, because that's not what I'm here to do. I'm not on this earth to do that. Spoil sport. A person who behaves in a way that spoils others' pleasure, especially by not joining in an activity. Yes, correct. I'm not here to be a spoil sport. I'm not here to ruin the good time that everyone's having. Do I have issues with some of the policies towards women, towards the gays, towards the, yeah, towards the freedom of speech? Well, of course I do. Of course I do. Of course I do. But I believe in my own financial well-being. And I always have, by the way. And I think you better start believing in that. Okay? Because when Peter Thiel puts all of you in a cage, you're going to want some way to get out of that. You're going to want to bribe some. When Peter Thiel has you in the prison from that movie, what's that movie where everyone's in that digital prison? Remember that movie? Well, when you're in that movie, and it's, but you can't get out. When you're in the movie of that digital prison movie and Peter Thiel's got you in, you're going to want to have a couple of shekels to go to the guy and say, let me out of here. Hit him off a little Bitcoin, little Ethereum. Let me get out of this prison. When you're Shawshanking, and that's not the movie I was talking about. It's another prison movie. I've moved on. When you're Shawshanking with the little rock hammer through the wall and you're crawling through the tunnel of shit, to try to get out of Peter Thiel's prison because he's just going to do the, what is he, he's doing, you know, Peter Thiel now is doing talks on the Antichrist because he is the Antichrist. So he knows about the Antichrist and he's talking about it. It's never enough to just be the thing, by the way. You have to constantly bother people. It's the reason the Long Island serial killer got caught. He couldn't shut his mouth. He went out to bars and in a very boomer-like fashion, he's like, well, if I had killed her, O.J. Simpson wrote a book called If I Did It. No one can just get away with anything. It's got to be shoved in your face. So Peter Thiel is giving talks about being the, about that he's worried about the Antichrist. He's giving a four-part lecture. This is true. I've never heard a person talk about the Antichrist as much as this guy. So he's doing a four-part lecture about the Antichrist. So when Peter, when you're in the Peter Thiel Palantir prison, and every day is the same, and you, it's just going to be on closed-circuit TV, or maybe he'll be a hologram at that point, I don't know. He just is going to talk to you about the Antichrist, and you're going to be in a cell in Peter Thiel's prison, and then he's just going to go, it's the Antichrist part three. And you're going to have to sit there and go every day, every goddamn day. Thiel 57 will offer his thoughts on how his Christian faith informs his understanding of the world, including areas of theology, history, literature, and politics of the Antichrist. As part of a four-part lecture series at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. Well, doesn't that sound swell? But he's going to be giving these lectures to people that are in his prison. So you might as well have a couple of dollars to try to buy your way out of the Peter Thiel compulsory Antichrist lecture that he's going to be giving at his prison. Now, people might say to me, hey, you're coming out and saying you're doing the Saudi thing for money. They're paying you a lot of money. I'm not going to tell you how much they're paying me. It's doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how much they're paying me. $375,000 for one show. Now, a lot of other people are getting $1.6 million. That's not me. I'm not in that bracket. But they're giving me $375,000. Others are getting $150,000. Why are they doing it? Here's the point. Okay? I'm doing this because they're paying me a large sum of money. They're paying me enough money to look the other way. Do you understand? Look the other way. That's a four-word sentence. that people don't do anymore. Look the other way. If something bad is happening to your left, look to your right. If, for example, I'm at a breakfast and I see someone get grabbed and they start hitting them with that, you know, that big stick. I don't know if it's bamboo or whatever it is. It's kind of a wood, but it kind of snaps back. It's perfect for a cane. If I see someone getting it, I will look the other way. Okay? If I look the other way and I see someone being behanded, meaning they're chopping a hand off, that might be interesting to just kind of see actually how they do it, because I think they do it kind of a sanitary way. But from what I've heard, you know, if they're chopping a hand, I might look down. And if I'm looking at the floor and I see some eyeless beggar grabbing at me trying to get my money, I will look up to the heavens. And if in the heavens I see a drone flying over, I will look the other way because I'm being paid enough money to look the other way. What don't you understand? What is so complicated? I'm the only honest person just going to do it. Everyone else is going to have a million. They're going to go, well, actually, the Middle East is more progressive now, and he's trying to make some change. No. I'm being paid a lot of money to not care about what they do in their country. It's very simple. If you pay me lots of money, I will not comment on what's going on. In fact, I will ignore it. And if something that I really disagree with is happening, the more money you pay me, the less I'm going to think about it. Truly, this is a really important thing that no one does anymore, and I'm recommending it. Look the other way. If you are in a foreign country and you don't agree, because what's the other option? We're going to have to go into all of these countries and make them be Americans and make them live the way we live. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We don't even know how to do that. All we do is try to do that, and it fails miserably like every time. So I believe in looking the other way. I believe in pretending things are not happening that are. I believe in cognitive dissonance. I believe in ignoring the screen. I will sleep so soundly. Like, ah! 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 I will sleep through the screams. Sleep through the screams. I'm staying in the Ritz. Google it. You know what happened there, and it's fine. It, folks, mind your own business. My best friend's mother used to say that, Eileen. Mind your own beeswax. She used to say that. Mind your own beeswax. She used to say that, okay? What that means, for those of you who don't know, is that there's your beeswax and everyone else's beeswax. There's a lot of beeswax in Saudi Arabia. It's not my problem. They're paying me to keep my mouth shut. Boop. I'm telling you right now, they have realized something very important. And that is this is an important lesson for everybody to learn. Okay? If you want people to like you, you give them lots of money. I don't know why this is so hard for people to grasp. I know that this is something, and again, people are probably listening to this and are angry or they're disagreeing with me. And that's okay. You're allowed to do both. You're allowed to do both. I don't care what you do. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be such a model citizen there. Let me tell you right now, my aunt's like, will you be safe there? I'm like, the crime is in our own country, you dunce. The crime is in our own country, you dunce. Okay? I will feel safe in Riyadh. I believe in luxury, and a lot of people don't, and I always have. I believe in the ability of a society to, I'm going to say something and people aren't going to like it. If you think for one second that some of the slaves in that country are not proud of what they've built, you're crazy. You're literally crazy. You're literally nuts. There are so many beautiful things that have happened as a result of forced labor. When you look at something beautiful, even if making it has almost killed you or killed people you know. And I'm using the word slave, not even knowing, by the way. And I'm using it only because people have told me that. I haven't looked into it, and I won't. But I don't even believe it. But let's move on, okay? Let's say in this hypothetical world, they are slaves who can't leave, and they have to build these beautiful things. Gorgeous marble crystal things. Do you think a slave father wouldn't look at his slave children and go, your father built that? You're nuts. You're nuts. It is beautiful to have beautiful things. And even though, and if I'm a slave and I've just built a beautiful thing, I am telling my wife and my children, look how beautiful that is. And how grateful and how thankful we are. Now, yes, there's problems. Sure. Sure. Israel gave none of us any money and expected we were all going to just defend them. For what? For no money? For $0? The threat that I won't get a sitcom on ABC Family? I'm supposed to go out and defend this genocide because maybe I won't be on ABC I won't get to play a gym teacher on a network that won't be in business, and I'm supposed to care about that? Who gives a fuck? Where's the money, you bum? Where the fuck's the money? Of course Israel's doing a horrible thing, okay? And I would call it out no matter how much money I got, because you're genociding people in front of my face. It's on TikTok, okay? But what these people are doing seems to be less public. So my thing, my friend's mother used to sell us drugs, had a great rule. When we were 13 or 14, she'd get us weed and Vicodin. She'd say, I'm drinking my water. She'd say, go. She used to tell us when she was a young girl, she never shared her drugs or alcohol. She would buy a Boone's Farm thing of wine and bury it by a tree, under a tree. And then she'd go and get this Boone's Farm wine and drink. And then she said she'd go back to the bonfire with everyone and she'd feel all warm and good and she'd sway. But she wouldn't share her Boone's Farm wine with anyone. She would bury it under a tree and then drink it. Do you see what I mean here? Do you get it? Do you see what I'm talking about and how this relates? Because my point is, yeah, they got Boone's Farm wine under a tree. But I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing that. They're digging the wine up. They're drinking it. People are getting it. But I don't see it. So if I'm not seeing it, if I don't see it, it's none of my beeswax. I hope everything's beautiful and good for all. But I'm telling you right now, this was Israel's big mistake. This was their big mistake. They should have had the Tel Aviv Comedy Festival. And they should have paid us all millions of dollars. And then I would have went over there and I would have went, listen, there's human shields and Hamas is stealing the food or whatever they're fucking talking nonsense for the last 9 months we're all supposed to believe. Whatever, I go, release them. And this is what it's about, the hostages. It's not about all the other greater Israel stuff. And why would you say Epstein was in the Mossad? What are you talking about? He had no connection with anyone. He was just a pervert who had $2 billion and was friends with her. What do you want? Israel thought this was all going to happen with no money? What are you, nuts? I'm sad about what's happening. If it's happening, is it? I don't see it. If I was a slave, I would love to make a beautiful hotel for people. I would love to make a beautiful hotel for people to stay at and enjoy if I was a slave. Not a slave, but if I was a slave, and I had the chance to make a beautiful hotel, it would make me happy. Life is a whole different, it's a whole thing. Life, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And we're called to be, I believe, and this is Kamala Harris, but I believe, like if you asked me about the Riyadh Comedy Festival and you said, well, there's all these problems, I'd go, listen, hey, life is a long thing and it's a beautiful thing. And that's my comment.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I think this comedy festival does a lot for the people, because they deserve to laugh, and it's going to move the country in a great direction. And even if it doesn't, I've made a lot of money from it. Even if it doesn't, even if actually somehow it goes backwards and somehow we give them license to treat the slaves even worse, which is very possible. If we reverse the progress that that country's made and we actually take it back, very possible, actually probable. If we give them license to treat the people even worse, who knows? But the reality is, it's a good amount of money. And sometimes, unfortunately, in life, you got to take the money. And I know young kids don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. I know they don't want to hear that. Sometimes you got to take the money. You got to take the money and look the other way. Take the money and look the other way. Sorry. Sorry, folks. Sorry. 9/11 was a long time ago. And who even knows what happened with that? Who even knows what happened with that? Okay. There's a lot of things going on. I'm not saying they weren't involved, but there was a lot of people involved, okay? So that's my comment on the Saudi Comedy Festival. I just want people to know that. And I want people to know that I'm doing this because they're paying me lots of money, and I'm very lucky to do it and happy to do it, and I'm grateful that I was asked to do it. And my response to the criticism is like, fuck off, because no one cares. And aren't you the people that love all the migrants anyway? The same people criticizing this are the people that like love all these migrants and want them in our country and want like the borders open, and they want the doors flung open so that everyone from all cultures and all worlds can go fucking, you know, join a Somali gang in Minneapolis or something. They almost elected that guy from Captain Phillips. But the Democrats do whatever they do. They always do. They fucking invented some scam to get that guy out of the race. Now, I'm no fan of that guy, but that was clearly some sham. My point is this. Omar Fattah or whatever. My point is this. So you're okay with all these people coming into America, but we can't go entertain them where they live? Does that make any sense to anyone? Does that make any sense to anyone that we're supposed to just open the borders for all everyone in the world, but we can't go entertain them where they live, especially if they live in a luxurious place? Why would I subscribe to that wacky, or are you just jealous that we're getting money? Sorry, Bubba. This Taylor Swift. So many people are excited about this wedding. Taylor, say what you want about Taylor Swift. Say what you want about this woman. This woman has one of the most toxic fan bases a human being can have. The women that I am so much more frightened of the women that follow Taylor Swift religiously than I am of anyone who lives in Saudi Arabia, including the Bin Laden family, by the way, who I hope to have dinner with, actually. I am so, the childless, the barren, cold, childless vaginas that line up to buy tickets to relive their summer camp. The 43-year-old women who have crushes on Harry Styles, okay? The sick cat mommy, wine mom, crazy psychopaths who follow this woman terrify me more than anyone who lives in Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry. The disease that inspires these women to live vicariously through Taylor Swift, a nice gal, probably not. I've actually heard she's not as nice as you'd come to believe. But by the way, no one who gets to that level is nice. I have no hate. No one who gets to Taylor Swift's level in anything is nice. How dumb are you all? You can't get to that level and be nice. What I'm saying is this. The people that have chosen to make this woman's life their life, her engagement is their engagement. Her success is their success. The soundtrack of her life is the soundtrack to their life. Those women need to have burkas on them now. Now. Sorry. If you believe that the Taylor Swift song is talking to you, you need a burka now. You need a burka now. If you broke down in tears because Taylor Swift got engaged to that vaccine shill, you need a burqa draped on you now. Acid in the face. Acid in the face, religious police. And by the way, this is only for $375. Imagine if they gave me five. I tried to get five. My fat agent tried to get five. Imagine what I would have done for five. But let's be serious for a minute. Are any of these women that are following Taylor Swift to going to 20 or 30 of her concerts, are any of them better off because there isn't a religious police in this country? How many of them are better off? If Captain Phillips, that emaciated migrant who they're about to elect in Minnesota, whatever his name is, Omar Fattah, I mean, get this guy up. I mean, what is going on? If he's going to hand out burkas as they leave Taylor Swift, I support him. I'll write him a check. I'm very scared. Can we watch this news anchor who reacted to Taylor Swift being engaged? These people need help. They need help. I'm telling you. Taylor Swift, and I know people are not going to like this, is an incredibly mediocre talent. Sorry. She's not great. She's the perfect talent for our dying country because we're not great. We have fallen far from greatness. We see greatness occasionally in this country and we're mystified by it. We're angry at it and we try to get rid of it. We don't even know how to handle it anymore. We can't metabolize greatness in this country. We thrive on mediocre bullshit. We all love nostalgia because we pray every day for a comet to wipe us out because we know it's over. So there's all these people trying to figure out how to feel like they did when they first had a s'more. It's sick. It's sick. These are adults who want to relive their prom because they're fucking sick. You're supposed to actually get older. You're not supposed to be running around in your mid-30s at my party going, I got a pee-pee. Look at my pee-pee. And making out with your mother. Okay? These influencers are making out with their own mothers on social media. They're actually having sex with their mothers on social media, these influencers. By the way, it's weird. It's weird. It's freak show time with some of these influencers. Their whole fan base is 12 and they're necking with mom. Something's up. CBS News here. Burka now.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Burka. Burka.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Burka.
Taylor Swift is engaged.
Acid attack.
This, come back to me.
Virtue police.
She posted it.
Get her.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Virtue police.
Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous.
In the house.
I'm so excited.
In the house. You're not allowed out of the house.
Oh my God.
In the house now.
Oh my God.
You're out of the house without your husband. Jail.
It's on her Instagram.
Jail.
It's on her Instagram. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Honor killing.
I feel like Paul Revere right now.
Stoner. Stoner. Honor killing.
This is a very
honor killing in the town square.
Professional career because I get to announce that Taylor Swift.
All right. Get him out of here. I can't even watch. I can't even watch how sick this country is. And I'm supposed to be scared of Saudi Arabia? I'm supposed to be scared of Saudi Arabia. This is the news. CBS News. They're giddy over an engagement to Taylor Swift. And I'm supposed to be scared of Saudi Arabia in the future. That's what I'm supposed to be scared of. I'm not scared of this country and what the hell's going on here. It's sick. I mean, it's crazy. This is like nuts. I don't even know what's going on. This University of Tennessee professor canceled his class because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged. I can't focus. Fire him! Religious police, burka! Burka, acid attack, honor killing! Watch it.
A biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No,
due to this information...
Fired!
I can't
religious
focus.
Police!
Can't focus.
We class are done! Canceled. Shut it off! I am really mad now at how done we are. This is sick. This is crazy. What was Peter Thiel's reaction to all of this?
Obviously, I'm happy for her. Satan emerges as an angel. He's an angel at first. And we have to think, and at Palantir, what we try to do is look at all the angels and see who's a little Satan. Who's actually a little Satan that looks maybe like an angel? What angels are going to fall? We at Palantir actually like to know which angels are going to fall before they're fallen angels so that we can actually identify the Antichrist before it happens. Thank you, Peter.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
But I do think there's something deeply rotted and wrong with pop culture. Is gotten to the point where it's so boring, and this is why people are mad about the Cracker Barrel logo, because there's truly nothing interesting culturally anymore in our country, because everything has become so bland and corporate that our only gods are the chain restaurants and places that poison us. So we actually only have ownership over the poison slop that we put in our body, and we want to make sure that the values of the slop house align with ours, because that's all we have left. Because there's nothing culturally interesting in this country anymore. We've done away with it. We've destroyed it. It's... you know, gotten to the point where, like, this woman, who, again, I don't begrudge her any of her success. Nothing makes more sense than her success in our country. There's not one thing that makes more sense. Audra McDonald, who I saw do Gypsy like 5 or 6 times on Broadway, who no one really knows who this woman is, does something on stage every night 8 times a week that cannot be replicated. Absolutely amazing. The show's closed. If you miss it, you miss it. You didn't see it, it's over. She does something so spectacular, and but, you know, again, the show closes early because, you know, they want to see Trish Paytas eat a chicken nugget, and I'm not taking anything away from Trish Paytas, but this is not what people want in our country. They don't want greatness. They want mediocrity, and Trish Paytas says it's the revenge of the mediocre, and I respect Trish, and I'm happy for her success, and I don't think Trish would compare herself to Audra McDonald, nor would I compare myself to a lot of people that I feel are much greater than me. What I'm saying is, like, we've really made a decision culturally in this country to completely abandon the idea of excellence and reward familiarity and comfort. So when we, like, see someone who's really good at something, we're, like, almost mad at them because we don't like it, and we don't like it, and we don't feel like we can do it. And it's not relatable to us, because in our rotted culture, we want it. We want everything to be relatable. We don't want to jump and go, whoa, what's that like? Or that's interesting. Or that's different. That's weird and new and good. Everything's got to be relatable. And that's what Taylor Swift does. It's all relatable stuff because, you know, everyone's, like, you know, fallen in and out of love or been whatever. And it's like, you know, and I had a friend tell me, they were like, all the men that she was with before couldn't handle her success, and now this one finally can, and I'm so happy for her. And then my friend's like, I hope she doesn't have kids because I don't want her music to change. And it's like, what is wrong with all of you? What more do you want out of this woman? Didn't she do this big Eras tour? Didn't she do it? Like, go let her live her goddamn life. What do you want with this woman now still? What do you want out of this? Didn't she do it? Didn't she go on this tour all over the world that everyone said was the greatest thing that they ever saw in their life? What else could you want? But it's never enough. At the stage of decline that we are in as a society, it is never enough. When she announced a new album, people are freaking out. People cannot have a healthy relationship with a celebrity in our society at Taylor's level. It's impossible for people to have a healthy relationship because we are a society that is driven by this strange, creepy obsession with people that are celebrities. Not people that are good at things or talented. I'm not saying Taylor's not talented. I'm not saying she's clearly talented. She's very talented. Is she my favorite? Probably not. But it doesn't matter. She's talented. But that's not what we care about. We care about the spectacle, how big it is, how many people are there. We love that. And we're so obsessed with celebrity. It drives us in this weird way. We live vicariously through these people. We need their accomplishments or our and their failures or our failures and their trials and tribulations. It is weird. It's something I never understood. I've had friends that go that route. It's not for me. I'm not saying I'm better than them. I am a little. But what I'm saying is that I never understood it. I couldn't understand the obsession with someone while you just don't ever try to define yourself in any way. Shouldn't you care about you a little bit? That's why I'm doing the Saudi Arabian Riyadh Comedy Festival. I really care about me. I really care about me. I was on my phone begging the House of Saud for money when you were all talking about Taylor Swift. You know why? I'm focused on daddy. You're all focused on some other shit. And make no mistake, this is one of those things where didn't Israel slaughter a calf recently to get ready for the temple being built? Because this is the next one. This is the next omen of the end. This is in the Book of Revelation or something. It has to be. There's got to be a paragraph in the Book of Revelation that speaks to this. One of my psycho followers will find it. There's got to be something in the Book of Revelation that speaks to this. When two houses wed and the calf is slaughtered and the sea turns red, you know, and then the bird, you know, there's always a bird. But that's the whole thing here. I'm just saying we need as a society. I mean, her best album, by the way, They Get Married, He Dies Immediately. It's her best album. Then I'll listen. And in a horrible, heinous accident where it was a closed casket because he got mangled. That's her best album. He was gone. He's gone. He was mangled in an accident. My husband was mangled in an act. Because she writes very plainly. You know, she's not that gifted of a writer. So I imagine that's kind of what the song would be. He was mangled in an accident. And his face was all strange. So we closed the casket. Now I'm alone again on my porch. Thinking about my husband. They said most of his face was still on the street. Half of his face was on the street. My husband, he was mangled in an accident. And now I'm drinking wine in the summertime. Whatever she does. And the first being was like a lion, and the second being was like a calf, and the third being had the face of a man, and the fourth being was like a flying eagle. I can't read all of Revelation now, but what I'm saying is that some of it's got to get into the whole Book of Revelation. We got to read ads. But what I'm saying is that this is, I imagine this is foretold.
I imagine it's armed drones to be deployed at schools in Florida to stop mass shooters. I like this. More militarized stuff to stop the kids. Let's watch a little bit of this.
In seconds, the drones buzz to life and weave through hallways,
great,
searching for a fake school shooter.
Phenomenal.
A demonstration of
phenomenal,
the real abilities.
Phenomenal.
For.
Wow, the future is fun.
The co-founders of Texas-based company Campus Guardian Angel hope this is the future of school safety.
Our job is if somebody comes in a school with a gun, we respond in 5 seconds.
This is how it would work. Silent alarms in the school alert the company, then drones strategically placed on campus get deployed, and these drone pilots would navigate remotely from their headquarters in Austin, working in tandem with the school and police, inflicting non-lethal damage to the suspect, or dummy in this demo, with pepper rounds and direct impact.
All these markings, that's from the drone?
Yeah, so the little holes are from drones.
Can you imagine, by the way, so there's three guys in Austin with VR goggles on directing drones to kill a school shooter in Florida. We will do anything in this country to just not get some type of, like, you know, registry of guns, which I understand people that don't want it. I mean, the tech's coming anyway. If this video tells you one thing, the tech is coming. And I mean, I know it's nice to have your gun. You protect your family and you think you're going to resist a government. But Peter Thiel and Donald Trump have decided that maybe they're gonna get the tech to the point where you can't do much with the gun. But who knows? Couldn't this guy shoot the drone? Who knows? Just school shooter. Now you need two school shooters. You need one to shoot the drones, and you need one to get into the school. So now it's got to be a collaborative effort. So you have one school shooter shooting the drones, and then you have another school shooter who's actually in. And by the way, it's horrible what happened in Minneapolis, and it's disgusting, and that person obviously should be put to death. And I'm not saying you should give up all your guns, but I am saying there's got to be a better way here. Probably than this, right? I imagine this is what tech does. You know, we create all of these situations where people are in grave danger. All these home invasions. We won't clean up the streets. There's school shootings. We create them because our policies make them more likely to happen. And then there's a bunch of mentally ill people and there are criminals. And then these policies happen. And then tech steps in and goes, by the way, what a great opportunity for us to have a solution to this that involves militarized drones flying through your children's school. So the robot police are coming. Robotics is developing at a very, and I read a whole article about this last week. You know, all of these things are coming. The drone policing, all of this technology is coming. And it's going to render your handgun most likely pretty useless. I'm not saying you should give it up. I'm saying there's going to be seemingly a lot of militarized technology on the streets dealing with the public. This is clearly what's going on. You know, Larry Fink is out there, the CEO of Blackstone, I believe, Larry Fink. Is that right? Is it BlackRock?
BlackRock.
BlackRock. I always mix them up. And he's now the interim president of the World Economic Forum, and he's like, we're getting rid of cars. We don't need it. We're getting rid of single-family homes. Many years ago, Whitney Webb talked about this on the show. We're getting rid of that. You got Klaus Schwab saying, hey, it's going to be a stakeholder economy where you're going to have stakeholder capitalism. So you're going to have billionaires owning these large stakes in these large, government, private, public partnerships with all these governments. And they're all going to have autonomous drone armies. All these billionaires are going to have autonomous drone armies. They're going to have enough money and enough resources to have their own militarized drone army. And it's going to be a world where feuding oligarchs, more than countries, more than corporations, you're going to actually have feuding oligarchs with their own militaries, kind of like the plot of Atlas Shrugged in a weird way. And they're all
going to be, they're all figuring out right now what to do with the population. That's pretty obvious. They're all basically figuring out what exactly are they going to do with all these hungry mouths. How are we going to handle all these people? What's going to happen? And they're all basically going, listen, we got to figure out a way to deal with them. And that's what they're doing. They go, we got to deal with these people. And we're gonna do it with technology. We're going to put them in a digital prison. And if that doesn't work, we're going to put them in a real prison. And one of the ways to deal with that, if you're a human being, is to think about what the grid is and how to kind of remove yourself from it in any way that you can, economically, physically, geographically, in a smart way. I'm not saying you go all survivalist prepper and go insane, but there's going to be a lot of people that are fully in the system, that want to be in the system, that are getting the goodies and the benefits, and then the people giving them that are going to dictate. That's the way it always works. You want the goodies and the benefits. We're going to now dictate how you live and where you live based on the things that we give you. And if you continue to want those things, we're going to require that you participate in the system that we have set up. I do believe there's going to be people kind of living outside of that and happily, but are just going to figure out their own way to do it. And I mean, I'm talking about years down the road, maybe not as far as we think, but there does seem to be, and if you're ignoring this, you're crazy. There does seem to be a concerted effort amongst, which is what I think the Trump presidency is starting to look like. It's kind of end game time. And I think a lot of these people realize it. They're sucking the last bit of money out of this government before we default on the debt. They're sucking the last bit of money out of this government before the dollar is worthless. They're sucking the last bit of money out of this government before the financial system is in some stage of permanent decline. And they're doing it in the Sam Altman types and the Elons and the Zuckerbergs and the Tim Cooks and many others and the Larry Finks. They know that there's probably a tipping point at which the dollar's going down, the system's going to be radically reformed, the democratic process may not survive. We might go into some type of fascistic military junta, not to be a downer, but before all of that happens, they're sucking the last bit of money they can out of this bloated dying corpse of an empire. And they are strengthening their position for an inevitable period of chaos. This is my guess, and it's well informed. And if you say this to people, and I live out in the Hamptons, I'll say things like this to people and they go, oh, well, it's a bit traumatic. They don't say no. Meaning like 90% of rich people have no idea what's going on. They were just born. They're rich. Things are good. Life's good. You go to the beach. You go on a boat. You jump off the boat. You get married. You drink wine. You die. It doesn't matter. But 10% of them, and those are the ones I don't really have access to because they don't enjoy me. But those are the people that are really behind the scenes getting ready for something. You can feel it. It's in the air. The media doesn't matter anymore. They know that. They've lost control of the narrative. They are never getting it back. So the only thing left for them to do at this point is the raw power grab. The raw power grab. The niceties are gone. The pleasantries are gone. Israel's not disguising what they want to do. The motives are not. They don't matter. The narrative doesn't make sense. The stories don't add up. They do not care. They're not trying to make it make sense. They don't have the time. It's the last bit of control that they can exert over the system before it blows up. It's my guess. It's what it feels like. Nobody's putting the time in to lie to you anymore. You should worry about that. You should worry about the fact that nobody's even trying to make the lies good. They know it doesn't matter if you believe them. They're going to try to dispose of you. I'll be in Riyadh where my bread is buttered. Go find where your bread is buttered. Go get your bread buttered. Go get your toast buttered. Go get your jelly. Go jelly your jam.
Because the world is ending.
But it's true, and it sounds rough. It sounds rough. The myth-making factory of Hollywood has been closed down. It's drug addicts foaming at the mouth, roaming the streets. Wall Street's a carnival. Finance is largely fake, and they know that. The government doesn't exist, actually, in a real way. The government actually doesn't exist.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Listen to this statement from the World Economic Forum here. We remain optimistic. The forum has an opportunity to help drive international collaboration in a way that not only generates prosperity, but distributes it more broadly. This renewed vision can promote open markets and national priorities side by side while advancing the interests of workers and stakeholders globally. That's the term. We look forward to helping shape a more resilient and prosperous future, to reinventing and strengthening the forum as an indispensable institution for public private cooperation. Larry Fink, they know what's coming. They're engineering it. They understand that there's a tipping point at which this country will not work anymore. They don't know when that is, probably, because no one knows when that is. But they've been preparing for it for a while, for a decent amount of time. And at that point, the world is going to be carved up and divided between supranational institutions. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. We're talking about things like, you know, the, and not to sound completely nuts, but like, you know, for example, like NATO is a supranational organization, right? Meaning it's, there's no one nation that's defining it. There's other groups out there like, you know, the Trilateral Commission or things like that. Now, I'm not going to go into some like, it's the Knights Templar and it's the fucking Bilderberg. We're not going down that road, but there are institutions that are not, they're primarily loyal, not to a nation. And they will tell you this, they're primarily loyal to preserving an order. And that is bigger than any one country. The Anglo-American Empire, the Eastern Alliance, you know, you might look at, you know, and then you have countries like China and Russia, these massive global hegemons that are going to be in the game, massive corporations that are going to be in the game, these supranational institutions that are going to be in the game, and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, European Union, all of these organizations. you know, are going to define a lot of what happens. They are preparing for their societies to fail. They know that immigration is a very sticky issue. Nigel Farage is going to win in the UK. Probably he might. He might come close. We're going to go over there and see him soon. And he's promising to restore sovereignty and deport people, whatever. It's the biggest issue in the world. The massive migration of people from one area to another is the biggest issue in the world. Climate is out there as well, but nowhere near as big as migration. Climate causing some of the migration. War causing most of it. Instability in the region causing most of it. The mad dash for natural resources fueling a lot of that instability. That instability resulting in migration. The migration destabilizing societies, pushing people to the extremes. All of these international, supranational organizations have to figure out a plan. What happens when our societies fail? What happens? Well, we need the Peter Thiel types. This is, again, I'm not saying this. This is what they're saying. We need the security infrastructure that's going to be built to keep our populations in check. This is why. This is when they bring in the digital prisons. We need the bread and circus stuff. So the Taylor Swifts of the world, they're going to be doing great and they're going to be fine. This is the primary thing. She's getting married. It's straight up the Hunger Games, right? She, Katniss Everdeen. I mean, this is what they're going to do. There's going to be, right, that's your ring. That's your ring. That's your ring in your hand and your fucking Cartier watch and your love and your life. And aren't you happy to participate in it? Aren't you happy for her? Her life is yours. You don't get a life anymore. You get her life. And isn't her life nice? That's one part of it. And the second and the third and final part of it is going to be the inevitable great conflict that will come that is going to be a massive loss of life. But I'm going to go to the Riyadh Comedy Festival. Why? They're buttering my bread. They're buttering my bread. And you got to get your bread butter. Take a look. I'm at the Bakr Al-Shedi Theater. The Bakr Al-Shedi Theater. Why am I there? They're paying me money to look the other way. Blah, 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 blah. What a lovely sunset. I will do my set in the blood of someone who just got beheaded. And I will go up there with the mic. Good to be here. Where are you from? What do you do for a living? Oh, it's good to be here. I don't know what I'm going to say for an hour, but I'm telling you right now, that's what we're doing here. We're get your money up. I'm telling you, the next 20 years, folks, let me tell you right now, whatever virtue signaling you thought was going on, that was the ultimate privilege. When you're the ultimate privilege was all the virtue signaling you did for 4 years. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to need water soon. Get your money up. All the bullshit about your opinion or this is right and that's wrong and you're good. This one's bad. He's bad. The way he treated his employees is bad. Ellen's bad. Sure she is. Sure she is. But she's got her bread buttered. Ellen's got her bread buttered. She's got her bread buttered. You know? Did she kill a bunch of people to do it? Probably. The ultimate privilege is to be able to sit back and be judgmental of others who are out there with the full understanding and reality of what we're on the precipice of. Okay? And that doesn't mean that you're to have no morals or values. I have morals and values in my own life. I don't have slaves. I can't afford them. I don't behand thieves, but I will. It's not the worst idea. What I'm saying right now is that this Taylor wedding, it's going to be our royal wedding. It's all we got. It's all we got.
it might be the last thing before the prison. It might be the final thing you see as a free person in our society. The last tear that rolls down your cheek might be watching Travis and Taylor walk down the aisle and get married. It might be the this is the final story that they're going to tell you before they put you in a jail where Peter Thiel talks to you every day about the Antichrist. This is the final story before Peter Thiel talks to you about the Antichrist every day. And you're going to look at the other people in your cell, you go, it's so obvious he's the Antichrist. It's like obvious. And they're going to go, I know. So that's the update. The summer ends. We replaced the lobster with a pumpkin. Do we have the pumpkin? Not yet. We got to get a plush pumpkin. The hat is also removed. We're going to put a witch hat or something for Halloween. The pumpkin and then the fall background starts in October. And I am happy for Taylor and Travis. I hope this episode hasn't made people think otherwise. I am actually happy for them. I am happy for them. And I hope that it works out, because at the end of the day, we need it. The country needs it. The country needs this union. And there's going to be a lot of women crying. And there's going to be a lot of men crying. There's going to be a lot of people who are deeply invested in this, because it is the last one. We know that. It's almost impossible. I don't think there's going to be another star that gets as big as Taylor Swift that we care as much about. She's part of an old system. She's one of the last people that we've watched go from a young person to, we've watched her grow up, and she's become one of the most successful people in the world. That's not going to happen anymore. We know that. She's one of the last stars. She's one of the last true stars that we've shot up into the stratosphere, and we live vicariously through her. Her life is our life. Her love is our love. She's one of the last true stars. Deserved? Who cares? Fucking matter. Grow up. She's one of the true stars. We're not going to create them anymore. We don't care about them anymore. We don't pay them anymore. We don't value them anymore. But Riyadh does. Bye-bye.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.